Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, The Great School Easter Picnic. In a cozy town where spring had just begun, Emily Bunny decided to organize a great Easter picnic for her class.
I know what this class needs. A picnic. A great school Easter picnic. Oh, can I plan it, Mrs. Bunny? I promise I'll do a great job.
The class teacher, Mrs. Bunny, couldn't resist her pleas.
I guess a picnic will be a wonderful way for us to spend Easter together.
Yippee! You're the best, Mrs. Bunny! And you will love the picnic!
Everyone was very interested in Emily's plan and gathered around her.
Everyone, listen! We're going to have the most exciting Easter picnic ever! Just wait and see!
Emily, will there be Easter eggs? I love Easter eggs.
I'm going to make a special Easter egg for everyone with all your names on it. I'm telling you, Rolly Bunny, it's going to be awesome.
Emily got busy with the plans for the picnic. She had to gather all the food, decorations, and even the music. Emily was having so much fun planning everything. But she quickly realized that something was wrong.
How am I going to decorate all these eggs on my own? I don't think I'll be able to finish in time.
Seeing all the work she had to do, Emily decided to do something different with the special Easter eggs. She was going to ask the class for help.
Hello, guys. I am almost done planning the picnic, but there are just too many eggs for me to decorate.
Oh, can we make it a secret pal egg painting? Could we all paint an egg for a secret pal?
That's an excellent idea, Rolly. It is perfect for our class and for an Easter picnic. It could be our art project.
The class was abuzz with excitement as they painted their best Easter egg for their secret pals.
Look, Emily, mine is wearing glasses, like me!
That's funny. I made mine wear a belt, like mine.
Oh, that's a nice blue, Rolly. Your egg is coming out nicely.
Thanks, Mrs. Bunny.
On the day of the picnic, the class all helped set up under the big oak tree.
This is perfect. We will enjoy the shade here.
Please bring the basket with the special eggs everyone painted. It's time for the eggs exchange.
Rolly got the egg basket and walked carefully with it to the picnic table. Rolly held it carefully, very excited about the egg exchange. But as he carefully walked to the picnic table, something dashed in front of him and he lost his footing.
The eggs!
The eggs flew in all directions and fell all over the meadow.
I'm sorry. Something scared me and I missed my footing. I'm sorry. I ruined the picnic now.
Don't worry, Rolly. We can still find the eggs. It looks like we are going to have a great school Easter egg hunt.
Yeah! An Easter egg hunt! An Easter egg hunt!
So the class scurried all over the meadow, looking for all the Easter eggs.
I found one. It is a big gold and white striped egg for Mrs. Bunny.
I found the pink one with a golden lock. It says Emily on it.
One by one, the kids found the eggs for their classmates. But Rolly hadn't seen or heard anyone call his name
Was his egg there?
Now that all the eggs are back, I think we can begin the egg exchange now.
I can't wait. All these eggs look lovely. Once you all have your eggs, I will take pictures for our picture wall. So it's best if no one eats them before I take the picture. The egg exchange went on, and Raleigh grew more anxious as every name was called. Finally, only one egg and two classmates were left.
Rob and Bunny!
Oh, I don't have an egg. No one made an egg for me.
Huh? Raleigh, don't you have an egg? I think it is still in the meadow somewhere. There were enough eggs for everyone.
Class, let's all help Raleigh find his egg. They looked at the tall grass.
Oh, no eggs here.
They looked at the pond.
I hope it didn't get wet.
But it wasn't in the pond either. So they finally looked closer to the picnic table.
Hey, what is that under the table? There's something bright orange.
And sure enough, one bright orange Easter egg was hiding under the table.
My egg! You found my egg!
Oh, Raleigh, we didn't forget to make your egg.
I'm glad you didn't. It's perfect. And it's my favorite color, too.
The rest of the picnic went on with great laughs and plenty of cheers from the class. It was truly the great school Easter picnic.
I had so much fun today. Thank you, everyone. Let's do this again next year.
Yippee! Let's do it every year!
That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.